The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This week, I'm speaking with Susan Cornish from College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. And you're probably going, huh? Because most of the audience here left school a long time ago, but I think you're going to find this real interesting, as they're looking for people 50 plus. Cue the music.
Welcome to the Repurpose Your Career podcast, brought to you by Career Pivot. This podcast is where those of us in the second half of life come together to discuss how to repurpose our careers for the 21st century. Come listen to career experts give you proven strategies. Listen to people like you tell their stories on how they repurpose their careers. And finally, get your questions answered. Your host, Mark Miller, has made six career pivots over the last 30 years. He understands this is not about jumping out of the frying pan into a fire, but rather to create a plan where you make clear, actionable steps or pivots to a better future career. Are you ready to repurpose your career?
Welcome to episode 266 of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. My name is Mark Miller, and I'll be your host every Monday for discussion on what it's like to repurpose your career. This week, I'm speaking with Susan Cornish from College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. And as I said in the intro, you're probably going, huh? I left school a long time ago. I'm not in college, but I think you're going to find this real interesting as they're looking for people 50 plus. For those of you who are looking for an encore career, this is a real interesting way to work on your terms when you want to work and make a decent income. Let me read from a section of her bio. Susan Cornish is a visionary with a passion to grow business. She blends astute sales skills with 30 plus years of management and in complex field organizations. She believes that the strength of any organization is its people, its human capital. Leading by example and understanding the keys to motivating people, Susan builds teams that take ownership of individual roles and collective success. She demonstrates ability to manage multiple constituents in clients, business partners, vendors, and employees to accomplish goals. Her experience crosses both B2B and B2C corporate and entrepreneurial organizations. These companies have ranged from a startup to a $1 billion in annual revenues. In 2009, she brought this passion to the fledgling franchise system, College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. Her first unit in Columbus grew rapidly despite the economy, earning the Franchise Rookie of the Year, now with multiple units in North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. She focuses on taking College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors to a $100 million brand, by increasing sales, driving operational efficiencies, and developing personnel. I think you're going to find this interesting. I met Susan in the Encore Network, and I was totally impressed, and I want you to hear this. However, before we get to the episode, let's have a word from our sponsor, Career Pivot. The Career Pivot membership community continues to help the members who are participating in this project grow and thrive. This is a community where everyone is there to help everyone else out, figure out what they want to do in the second half of life, and then make it happen. Let's hear what David had to say about being part of the community.
What I have gotten out of the Career Pivot community is really two phases. The first phase, I was employed, but then I lost my job for almost 7 months. So the Career Pivot community helped me, frankly, get my head on straight, to have the right attitude. It helped me go through a methodical reassessment and a process to find employment, which I did. So that was very helpful. And that's why I continue to stay. The second phase is, since that time, I have since retired. So it's a slightly different phase, but the Career Pivot community still provides ideas, engagement, frankly, camaraderie, particularly now since we're going through the pandemic process. So it's great to have that feedback and camaraderie. For me also, the bottom line is you're not alone out there. You have other people that give you ideas and perspectives and frankly, support. So that's why I really enjoy and like the Career Pivot community.
I'm recruiting new members for the next group. If you are interested in learning more about the endeavor, please go to careerpivot.com/community. Now, on to my discussion with Susan Cornish. Welcome to the Repurpose Your Career podcast. I have a real interesting guest today. I have Susan Cornish of College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. And I met Susan on an Encore network call, and I'm part of the Encore network. She has a real interesting business. So welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Mark. I'm looking forward to chatting with you and sharing a little bit about our story.
You know, my audience is a little older than college students.
As am I.
So why don't you tell us about how you got started and how things have evolved?
Okay, perfect. So we are a franchise system, and the franchise itself got started about 20 years ago now by a gentleman named Joe Keeley. And Joe was in college and had answered an ad for a family in Edina, Minnesota for a summer gig that said, must love hockey. And they were looking for somebody to watch their three boys. And Joe had a great summer. You know, his friends were shoveling concrete and he was golfing at two different country clubs and, you know, working on hockey maneuvers with these boys. And his friends over the summer said, next year, I want you to find me a gig. So he walked into his college offices in the fall and changed his major to entrepreneurship, found an angel investor. And 20 years later, here we are. My journey started after, 20 years in the staffing industry. So traditional staffing, finance and accounting, IT and the like, through several companies. And quite frankly, I got tired of big corporate. And, you know, in my mid-40s, made a dramatic career change and bought a franchise of College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors in the Columbus, Ohio area, thinking that, you know, I could control my own destiny and, you know, really have changed that quality of life. You know, so I'm 12 years in and haven't looked back. I've gone from one franchise all the way up at the most to 9. I'm down to 7. So I sort of buy and sell depending on what's going on in the marketplace. But the name started as College Sitters and Summer College Sitters, actually, because that's all Joe was finding positions for his friends. We've evolved. And when people ask us, whether it's a candidate or a potential client, tell me about the college. And I walk them through a story that's how we started, maybe a little, you know, less involved than that. But I say to them today, the name really stands for valuing education. So we've got employees, or we recruit candidates that really want to impact a child's life. And we have families that oftentimes are dual income parents, and they too value education and want their children to be exposed to more people, all of which have a shared common value of education. So the word college, and it does denote, the word college does denote, you know, a higher level of a caregiver than the high school student that lives down the street that's a babysitter. So, you know, it instills trust and confidence and responsibility. So the name itself. Now, I will tell you, Mark, that the name does preclude us from finding and obtaining some of our very best caregiver base, which is the folks that are my age, mid-50s and up, and they are now looking for a role or a position where it has value to them, or it has a different meaning than their professional career had. And just a quick anecdote on that. We did a survey of our caregivers, and our traditional college-aged or young, under 30 caregivers work for us about between 6 and 9 months. When we pair off the subset that's 50 and older, the average tenure of that employee is 6 years.
In other words, they stick around.
They stick around and they love what they do. I've done multiple focus groups with our more mature employees. Just tell me why you're here and tell me how you got here. You know, and there are, you know, anecdotal stories, but stories of folks that were downsized and happened to be on a college campus being, you know, getting some re-education and some training and pick up the phone and said, hey, I saw this, you know, this position on a bulletin board. Do you hire folks my age? You know, I am in college right now. And the lady that I'm speaking of has been with us 10 years. She never looked back. She did finish the certificates that she was going after because she valued education, but she never left our employment and still with us.
Tell me about what the typical client engagement looks like.
Okay, great. So there's several verticals that we have clients that have needs for. So one is that person that says, you know what? I want to find a family. I want to really become part of that family, take care of their little ones, their infants, and hang out with them as those children grow and continue to help that family. So that we call a placement. And those placements, you know, we have employees that only work with infants or infants and toddlers. And we have placements that last multiple years, you know. The parents are like, this is a great gig. We, you know, we've got this extended family member. We're going to go ahead and have that fourth child that we probably wouldn't have if we didn't have such a strong support network. Then we have employees who work for us in what we call backup care. So if you think about a home healthcare nurse that shows to help someone when they've had a knee replacement surgery, ours is very similar. We have contracts with corporations who want to support their employees with backup child care. And that may be a gig that lasts 5 days with the same family. That may be an assignment that's one day. So every day is a new adventure. And every day is a different group of children or a different child, a different part of town. The beautiful part about that type of a role is if you're a snowbird and you want to head to Florida for 2 months, there's no downside to that. You take yourself off our schedule. You tell your manager, hey, I'm taking an extended vacation. I'll let you know a couple of weeks before I get back so you can put me on the schedule. Or if you just said, you know what, it was a tough weekend and I'm not working, I'm not already scheduled for Thursday and Friday, you pop in, you take your availability out, you've worked a 2 or a 3 day week, you are in complete control of your schedule, which is the beautiful part about that backup. Then we have tutoring. And our tutoring is traditionally, now it's changed a little because of the pandemic, but it is traditionally folks, maybe like you, Mark, where they've got very strong math and science skills, and they're helping middle school and high school students one-on-one, whether it's in person or virtually, you know, via Zoom call, work on homework. So it could be, we see a whole lot of geometry. We see a whole lot of AP classes, such as AP statistics and you know, calculus, those types of things. Languages often will trigger or trip up a student, but it's mainly that middle school to high school level ages. So those are the types of things we've got. And we do some events. We do wedding care. We've got a really big gig with a national brokerage firm where they have all of their regions meet 2 weekends in June. And we need a bunch of caregivers just to go to resorts and hang out at resorts for 3 days and work 16 hours over the course of 3 days, 16 hours total, not 16 hours a day, over 3 days, paid lodging, paid travel, and all of that. So there's a lot of different opportunities for the person that enjoys working with children and gets a kick out of getting on the floor and coloring or, you know, tossing a ball back and forth, those types of things.
Now, you mentioned the E word, employee.
Yes.
So are these employees of yours?
They are. We are one of the only, well, we're probably the largest childcare provider, in-home childcare provider, that W-2s all of our employees. And most will go out through a website very similar to Indeed.com and try to make a match on their own. So there's a lot of work involved in that. Because we recruit, hire, onboard, train, and employ our nannies, sitters, and tutors, we're going to take care of all of the hassles of finding a family, matching that, and then processing your payroll. So we pay on a biweekly basis based on the hours that are worked. We withhold taxes, and we also, along with that, provide benefits. We have medical benefits. We, for full-time employees, medical benefits, 401k plan, paid PTO, those types of things. And we have to, quite frankly, because we've got to compete with, you know, food service and retail that all offer those types of benefits.
Quick interruption. If you are enjoying this podcast, please rate it and review it on whatever podcast player you are using. And more importantly, would you mind telling a friend? Thanks, and back to the podcast episode. What's the employee mix of part-time versus full-time, male versus female?
When you think about DEI, I say to people, you know, our challenge is the diversity in male to female. We have very few males, and I believe we're not connecting with them. The males that we do hire are outstanding. You know, dare I say, with a, you know, like Joe Keeley, with someone that's got boys, you know, having a male who wants to go fishing or wants to shoot hoops. I'm not saying females don't. It's a different dynamic. So we as an organization have very few, you know, right now, I think I have three, and I W-2'd a little over 300 people last year. Very small percentage. So that addresses males. The rest of the diversity is much stronger. You know, we love folks that, you know, have English as a second language. Parents are very attracted to having their children learn another language. The diversity of young to my age and beyond is getting better. However, as we've addressed the name, and we are going through a branding change, and I'm not permitted to release what the new name is yet, but hopefully that will help really attract more folks and not scare them away because of the college name. You know, people get confused when we say college nannies and sitters. People will ask, oh gosh, do you nanny young people that are in college? The answer is no. I mean, I laugh and I say, well, sometimes I'm assuming we need to, however, we do not. And the rest of the folks that aren't in college will either question or stop themselves from reaching out to us, assuming we only hire college students. Diversity is better with the more mature folks than males.
And what percentage of your 300 plus employees are full-time versus part-time?
Depends on the market for us. I'm in Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Charlotte in the Metro DC area. So a Midwest, East Coast, and we've got offices nationwide. The backup care seems to drive part of that full time. The choice drives sort of the full time. And then the families that we're attracting will drive that full time. So my Columbus, Ohio market, for example, is 50-50, roughly 50-50, part-time, full-time. My Cleveland market, because there's a hospital system in Cleveland, and that seems to drive up the full times, because those folks need full time beyond medical professionals seem to work 12-hour shifts and that type of thing. So it really does depend, but we can accommodate both. You know, we've got plenty of families that need someone from 3 to 6 p.m. every day to help. We've got families that want overnight care for infants so that both parents can get a full night's sleep and be able to function the next day for those, you know, first 6 months.
It's interesting. I have about 50 people in my online community, and some of them have decided, I don't want to work 40 hours anymore, but they still want to work.
Right.
But the common theme is everybody wants freedom to work when they want to work and be more importantly, be able to choose what they do.
Right.
So trying to work with, obviously, there may very well be the opportunities you go in and you work with a family, you go, nah.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yes, for sure.
It's kind of like I used to have clients and I say, wouldn't it be nice if you could, you know, only work 80% of the time and be able to fire a client if you don't like working with them? And they go, oh, I like that.
Our employees can, especially in the backup care space.
Yeah.
You know, they can say, you know, this wasn't a good fit for me. Please exclude that family from my matches, and we can do that for them. And it's a sort of a dating process for our employees and our families. So it's not always going to be a good fit.
Well, it's both, because I taught high school math for 2 years in inner city high school. Sometimes it's the parents and sometimes it's the kids.
Exactly.
And you go, okay, I don't want to deal with that. Or more importantly, I'm not equipped to deal with certain types of children.
Right.
What kind of pay range do these jobs pay?
If you'd have asked me pre-pandemic, it would have been a vastly different answer than today. Back then, we were paying $10 to $12 an hour. Today, that has gone up. You know, our minimum experience is $14 to $15. Minimum. And I'm talking someone who, you know, just learned to drive a car and has just hit college and maybe babysat, you know, their younger siblings. And they're demanding those wages. So that's our starting wages. And it goes up from there. You know, there are families that, and our newborn care folks that are out working overnights, you know, they're getting mid-20s and higher.
You know, it's one of these deals of where getting paid enough that you feel valued and you don't feel taken advantage of. It's different when you're 19 versus 60.
Right.
What we're looking for in life is different.
Right. For sure. And, you know, you obviously, Mark, wouldn't come back in from your corporate career, what you were making there, and say, you know what, I want to go hang out with three boys 3 days a week for 3 hours and expect that same hourly wage. The skills that are necessary are very different. The beautiful part about working with, you know, folks my age and beyond, we get that. You know, the 21-year-old or the 23-year-old, most of them get it, but not all.
I mean, you're in some very specific markets.
Yes.
Are there others who span across the country?
We've got offices from Seattle, Washington, down to San Diego, in San Antonio, down at the tip of Florida in Miami, and all the way back up to Connecticut. So we are in most of the metro areas. So we're not a rural type organization, but we've got offices and multiple offices. So, you know, in the DC metro area, there are 8 different franchises owned by 3 different franchise owners. And that's just in Virginia, not going up into Maryland. So and the reason we do that is because most people, especially with where gas is today, they don't want to drive 40, 50 miles to get to a family's home. So we keep it smaller, zip code centric, so that our folks, especially our backup folks, aren't driving all over the city. They've got a confined space they're driving within.
So where do you see this going here, as we're coming out of this pandemic, if you really believe that, what do you think is going to change?
I don't see the demand reducing. The demand has been extremely high. The supply, meaning the employees, have been less so. People have, you know, it. And I read an article in the Harvard Business Review, it's probably been 9 months ago now, that female employment in the United States is the lowest it's been since 1985. So it was predominantly mom that stepped away, or the female that stepped away from the workforce to manage the children during the pandemic. What I'm hearing is that people have made those sacrifices and feel good about that, what they've done and the changes. So do I see the demand going down? I mean, we can't meet all of the demand. So I don't see the demand going down. I'm hopeful that people will begin to come back to want to work. And if you've got an underlying medical condition or a concern about COVID, we're a great option. You know, infants and toddlers that are hanging out in the house and the parents working from home, you've got a pretty confined subset of who you're exposed to versus going into a daycare setting or, you know, a school environment where you're in contact with 50 to thousands of children that you could contract something through. So I'm hopeful that our employee base or our candidate base will increase up as people start to feel a little more comfortable, more vaccines. You know, all of our families are requesting someone be vaccinated and all of that, just trying to be safe. So I know, what, I didn't answer because I don't have a crystal ball.
Oh, wait a minute. I've been trying to order a crystal ball off Amazon for a whole 2 years and it's always out of stock.
Yes. Yes. I would love to have one, but you know, I'm hopeful, and which is why I reached out to the Encore Network. You know, I think this is a great opportunity for those folks. You know, teachers have left the industry in droves. My sister's in her mid-60s and is retiring as the superintendent in August. And she's going to kill me for saying this on recordings, but, you know, it was hard for them to make. They never made a right decision. Everyone was never happy with them. You know, so she's ready for a break, and all of her peers are too.
Well, there's no question. Number one, we called the initial recession a she session because, unlike previous recessions where typically men were hit harder, you're correct that women went home to care for both children and parents.
Yes. Yes.
On top of that, half of the private daycares in the country have gone out of business. Mm-hmm. They cannot hire people for these daycare centers because they don't pay enough.
Right.
And that's a serious problem. And because they're, it's like I'm doing this talk in 2 weeks. And yes, why are they not going back, the childcare workers? Because they're going to work for Amazon.
Yeah.
At a real good wage.
Right. $12 more an hour.
Yes. So it's one of these deals of where we have a great imbalance in the job market. We also have a massive number of folks who have retired, who I claim many will not be able to stay retired. And that's why I was interested in bringing you on, because this is one option to say, okay, whether I'm in between jobs or I'm saying, I just want to supplement my retirement and I want to stay engaged and I want to do something I want to do rather than going to work. Because when I was, I don't know, 11, 12, my mother hired the young man who lived behind us to take us to the pool every day and play basketball with us, right? And it was a great gig for him.
Right. And good memories for you.
Yes. Yeah, we went to Dallenbach's every day. And for those of you who lived in central New Jersey may remember that. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
You know what? If anyone wants to help me find more folks that are my age and older, I am looking to hire an intern who would help us figure out where and how to find the more mature subset of folks. So it's probably going to be a shorter term gig so we can build marketing plans. So I've got a marketing role out there too, that I didn't get a chance to talk about, but I would love to talk to someone if they had that interest in more of a grassroots, how do we reach people, who are looking for that encore job.
If someone was interested in engaging with you and is interested in talking with you, how might they reach out and contact you?
So we've got a website. It's www.collegenannies.com. They can call me directly, and that number is 614-747-3020, and I'm giving you my cell phone. So happy to chat, happy to answer further questions. Point you, if you're not in one of my markets, I will make certain that you are well taken care of with one of our other franchise owners. We've got some great people that are very caring and really employee-centric and focused, that I will make sure you're connected with.
Well, Susan, this has been great. Thank you very much for being on the Repurpose Your Career podcast.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Hope you found that interesting. It sure is different. And if you want to help Susan market to an older audience, please reach out to her. Take a moment, go to careerpivot.com, sign up for the weekly Career Pivot Insights newsletter, which is sent out every Sunday. You'll get a weekly update on this podcast and new blog posts. While there, don't forget to check out the Career Pivot community, which can be found at careerpivot.com/community. Feel free, and I mean that, feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. Look for Career Pivot on Facebook and LinkedIn. You'll also find me on Twitter at Career Pivot. Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. You will find all the show notes at careerpivot.com/episode-266. You can also subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Podbeam, Overcast, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and lots of other places where podcasts can be found. In fact, this podcast can be found on the Repurpose Your Career podcast channel on YouTube. Hope to see you next Monday for another episode of Repurpose Your Career podcast.